Okay, good morning everybody.
Good morning.
We are standing a day before Rosh Hashanah.
Oh yeah.
And it's connected also to Shabbos. So we have 3 days.
Yeah.
And Shabbos is Shabbat Shuvah. It's the Shabbos before Yom Kippur.
Oh,
and you know, we call those days Yamim Noraim. What is Yamim Noraim? How can you translate it? What is Yamim Noraim?
Days of life.
No, in awe.
Days of awe.
Yes.
That means a fear.
No, not
respect. So I'll tell you. You know, we take it. Unfortunately, Noraim. Oh, terrible. We have to go through it, and finish it, and then come back to our normal life. But the real truth is that we say in Hebrew, Nora Tovim. They are terribly good, if you want to call it this way.
Awfully
good, because in those days we can change everything. It doesn't matter what we did the whole year. Rosh Hashanah can change everything for the best. So, is it good or bad? Of course it's good. So the power of those days is an unbelievable present from God in heaven. So we have to say thank you 100 times about those days and not take them like fear. Yes, we have to be serious about it, because it's going to tell us what's going to happen with us the whole year. So we have to take it seriously from one side. From the other side, it's like this guy who was summoned to court. A very terrible case. And he was terrified. He didn't know what to do. And he took a lawyer, and the lawyer tried to calm him down, but he, like, the nearer it got to the day, he got more and more frightened. And at the day, he was all trembling. And they're going into the court, and the lawyer is trying to calm him down, because, you know, it's... The judge comes in, and suddenly, this guy is starting smiling and laughing. So the lawyer tells him, well, this guy is like... He got, that's it. He lost it. Says, stop laughing. This is a terrible case, and not enough that you have to stand here in front of the judge. You're starting laughing in his face. You're going to be unfortunately find yourself behind the bars. And he's going on laughing. He says, you one more laugh, and I'm leaving you, because I cannot this way work with you. So this guy, he says to the lawyer, you know who the judge is? It's my father. Of course, in real life, a father cannot judge his son, but our Father in heaven does judge us. So from one point, we have to fear from the judgment day. From the other side, who is judging us? Our Father in heaven. And we have to take this, everything in proportion. You know, now in Shanghai, I've been there, and the rabbi was ill at that Shabbos, so I almost, let's say, fulfilled all the places where we had to talk. And it was very, very interesting. When we talk about taking Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur seriously or not, so this guy told me from New York, you know, you're talking everything like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is not so terrible, and it's like take it in an easy way. And, you know, I don't know if this is the right way. I says, you see, you have those rabbis that they come and tell you, you're going to get punished if you don't do this. And you listen to them and you start, you know. Some people, if you want to talk to somebody who wants, you want to get him closer to God, this way you're going to get him far as he can. He will run away. He says, what do I need all those threats? And this is the other rabbis that talk softly and nicely and told you how nice the Torah is and how nice it is to be connected to God. He says, this is my way. I don't like threats. I don't like to be threatened. And I don't think that people like it. And if we're talking about God, God is love. The whole idea is love. Yes. We don't say that, okay, I love God, God loves me, so I can do whatever I want to. No, on the contrary, there is a fear. The fear is that if I'm not going to do what I have to do, God is going to tell me, you know what? Do what you want. I don't want to have any connection with you. And that's the terrible thing. That's the right fear. And this is the fear we're standing in front of God. So if God is our Father in heaven, what does he want us to do? It's like this guy. He was first time in Israel. And he's going around. And he wants to go to the up north, to Kever Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to Meron, to see all, to daven there. So he rents a car, asks direction. He doesn't know how to work the Waze or the GPS. So they tell him, go like this for an hour, and then you see a going up, and then, so he's going. And he's gone an hour and a half, and there's nothing similar to what they told him. So he's stopping on the side and asking a taxi cab, you know, I am on my way to Meron, and I don't know, this taxi cab started laughing, and he's laughing. He says, why do you laugh? He says, you're going to Be'er Sheva. You're not going to Meron. So this guy, this Jew, is starting crying and crying. So this taxi driver tells him, what are you doing? What's going to help you to cry? Turn the wheel and start going the right way. That's what God is telling us. Okay, you sinned. You're going in the wrong direction. So what are you going now, to cry? Is it going to help you crying? No. Turn the wheel. Start walking or going or driving in the right direction. And the minute you do this, if you're in the right direction, that's what God wants us to do. Go in the right direction. Like, every time I remember, a few years ago, somebody came with a chair. I deal with chairs. And this is an executive chair. Normally, executive chair goes
forward and backwards.
This chair was going always. Backwards, forwards, right, left. And this guy says, the chair is broken. It's going old. And I looked, says, this is an old chair. You know, this more than 4 or 5 years. I've got no guarantee, no warranty on this. And then I thought to myself, you know, it's Chodesh Elul, you know. Okay, it's not only business. You have to be nice to people. So I told him, you know what, let me look at the chair. I look at the chair, I turn it upside down, and what do I find out? The screws are a little loose. That's the whole thing. 2 minutes, I put it right, tightened it, and it's like new. And the guy was happy. And then I thought to myself, you know, we go stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're all trembling, going all sides, and we think what terrible things we did, and how are we going to stand in front of God? We just have to tighten the screws, and we're already on the right way. And this is exactly the idea. Says the Torah, Azinu Hashamayim V'Adabera. Heaven, listen to me. V'tishma Aretz Imrei Pi. And I want the earth to listen to what I'm saying. And Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, you know what we're saying here? Human being is built from two parts. A part from heaven, Shamayim, and a part from earth, which is Aretz. And the part of heaven is the Neshama, and the part of earth is the body. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, talk to the heavenly part that you've got inside. And this heavenly part, because Azinu Hashamayim V'Adabera, when the heavenly part will listen to me and will control the part of the body of the earth, V'Tishma Aretz Pi, and the body will listen. In other words, we need the combination. We need to combine the spiritual with the physical. We need to combine the neshama, that's what God did, with the body. But we must not let the body lead. Because then we are like beasts, we are like animals, and that's not the idea. The idea is to use the neshama and control the body. Because the neshama is the mind. The neshama is the heavenly part, but we have to connect it to the body, because otherwise, you know, like I can promise $1 million charity. If I haven't got it, I cannot do it. So I can say and think on all the good things in the world. If I don't do them, if I don't put them into action, did I do anything?
No.
In other words, the thoughts must be connected to the deeds. That's why we need the connection between the soul and the body. And the minute we have this connection, we have to be very careful, because this is the place of the body, not of the neshama. The neshama is from heaven. So here, everything goes and is controlled by the physical part. And this is dangerous, because the body wants to run after lust and desires and all the nice things of the physical world, of the all the materialistic things. And the neshama wants to spiritual side, but the neshama is not in her home field. It's like when you have a soccer game and it's on the place where the other team lives, so there is a chance that this is going to help them. But let's put it even more difficult. Somebody tells you there is a treasure underneath the water, deep down in the ocean. Can you go there?
No.
A dolphin, if you will, you know, dolphins are very clever. So you can teach him to go and bring the treasure. But then he cannot go out. He can only live in water. So if I have the treasure there and I want to bring it, what do I have to do?
Be prepared.
How?
But the boat.
Boat will help me to go on water. I need to go in the water. So what do I need?
Dive.
So what do I need to dive? It's very deep.
You need oxygen.
I need a special suit, equipment to dive. And then I can dive and bring the treasure and take it up. God gave us the Torah. The Torah is our suit that we can dive into this world and get everything up, the treasure up. And this is exactly the idea of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Shuvah, and Yom Kippur. The idea is, this is special tools that give us a superpower to get the treasure. The only thing we have to do is to show God that we understand the importance of those days and that we are willing to follow it. The Parsha tells us, Ale Hashem tigmelu zot. This is what you're rewarding God. Am naval velo chacham, villain. You're not clever, you're stupid. Allahu avicha kanecha, he is your father. He did you, he made you, he brought you to this world. Schor yomot olam, remember what was before. This guy, again a court case, had a court case, very difficult. All the lawyers he approached didn't want to deal with him. Why? Said it's you cannot go. That's it. You're guilty. It's nothing to do about it. You're going to prison in the good in the good place. Maybe who knows what's going to happen to you? I cannot defend you. So you go to another lawyer. You go to the best lawyers in the country. Nobody can defend him. He doesn't know what to do. The trial is coming, and he's got no lawyer to defend him. And he knows he's in a serious problem. He meets somebody in the street, and this guy sees this guy is going with his head down. He says, well, what's wrong? He says, you can't help me. Tell me what's wrong. He says, tell him the story. He says, I've got an idea for you. I'll give you a solution, and when you be success, you come and pay me. If not, you don't have to pay me anything. He says, what? He says, I give you a whistle. When you go into court, they ask you your name, what do? You take the whistle out and whistle. Beep! You don't do anything else. You don't talk. Doesn't matter what they tell you and what they ask you, you don't answer. You don't open your mouth. Every question, your answer is beep! With the whistle. Even if they threaten you to put you in jail, you still don't answer. You take the whistle out and whistle. Beep! This guy looks at this and says, but what is he got to lose? Nobody wants to defend him. So he goes to court, he gets into court, and he's standing there, and the judge is asking him, are you Avram? Says, takes the whistle out. Says, chutzpan. Are you Avram? You know, you're going to be blamed in, bizayon beit adin. Michigan. No, not Michigan yet. In a minute, it's going to be a Michigan. Talking against the court, how do you call it? I don't say it in English.
In contempt.
In contempt. You're going to be blamed in contempt of the whole contempt in the court. So he's now starting to tremble. I must answer. But then you remember what this guy told him. You must not answer, doesn't matter what they do, even if they threaten you. So he takes the whistle out. He says, I'm going to send you to jail. He says, what did you mean with this Michiganer here? Throw him out. So then throw him out. He's coming out. When he doesn't see the court, he starts dancing and happy. The next day, he goes on the street, he meets this guy. He says, no, how was it? So it's unbelievable. Okay, what is my, with my schar tircha? What is my payment? Takes the whistle out. Says, your chutzpah. I told you what to do and you're using it against me. And that's what God is telling us. I told you in Rosh Hashanah, you blow the shofar. But the blowing the shofar means that you connect yourself to God. Now, doesn't mean that after Rosh Hashanah, we'll blow and go away. And this is an unbelievable tool. God is telling us, blow the shofar. You bring the blow of the shofar, you connect yourself to God. You know, somebody start asking a question about the mashal, about the story. I told him, you see, the story is not there in order to discuss the story. The story is only to make us understand what is the idea. So people sometimes ask so many questions on the story. No, it's not exactly. Who said it has to be exactly? That's not the idea. The idea in a story is to make things more understandable. You know that Reb Nachman of Breslev, he wrote a few books. Very difficult. Because he talks about Kabbalah and things. And then he realized that it doesn't help him to pass his Torah. So what did he do? He wrote Sefer Ma'asiyot, a book of tales. Why? Because this way he could transfer the knowledge through a story to the people. And if you think about it, we can here sit for an hour, 2 hours, and tell you laws and things, and you go out, you remember almost nothing. But if I tell you a nice story, you will remember it, and it will help you to remember all the things. That's the idea. And that's the way the Reb Nachman Mibreslev spread his Torah. The problem is, if anybody here read his stories are very complicated. But they are very interesting. So if you want to learn, it's still another step. Agadah shel Pesach. What is the whole idea of Pesach? You sit the whole night and you tell the story of the Pesach, the Agadah. And it's questions and answers. This is the way to learn much better than just lecture. That's why we were talking, if you remember, you asked, if we can do a part of the shiur as questions and answers. Bevakasha. It's no problem. Now, if you have any question, we're standing in front of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shuvah, Bevakasha. Question on the Parsha, whatever.
I've learned to go according to my intuition and not according to my instincts. My intuition tells me you have to go to gym class because the doctor said you twice a week you have to go to gym class.
Yes.
My instinct tells me no, don't bother, don't go. But my intuition says you must go, and so I go.
Okay, this is a very interesting point. And I see today, Rab Shraga Feibel Mendelovich, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Badat in the States. He used to say that each one of us got a destiny, his own destiny. As we say, in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Ki zecher kol hayetzur lefanecha ba, the reminding of all creatures, each one of them comes in front of you. Maase ish ufkudato, all the deed that each one of us did And what is the result? He says, it's like, it looks like two things similar. But he says, what's written here is, each one of us can do a lot of good things or bad things. That's one thing. But still, you can do a lot of good things, but not go in the direction that God wants you to go. In other words, don't fulfill your mission. Because each one of us has a special, unique mission. And this is what we call Ma'aseh Ish U'Pkudato. Pkudato is an order. Pkudato, like Pkuda, an order. Did you fulfill your order, your mission you got? In other ways, each one of us got a special mission, and he gets on his own tools that will help him in the mission. And what you say is, like, for example, intuition, instinct. Sometimes we feel that a certain mitzvah, we like it very much. Why do we feel like this? Because maybe this is exactly why we're here in this world. So we should try and take this mitzvah and do it in the best way we can. So then we do two things. Not only we do good, we also fulfill our mission in this life. And you have to understand that we cannot escape from it. Like, I talked with somebody, and you know, our sages say, "Kol shegadol mechaviro, yitzro gadol mimenu." Each one that is greater than his friend, his yetzer hara is also greater. So somebody told me, you know what? If this is the case, I want to stay in my level. I won't get any higher. Why? Because what you're saying to me, that it's never-ending war, and not nevertheless, if I'm going to uplift my level, I'm going to have even a worse war with the Yetzer Hara. So know what? I'll stay in my level. And you know, it's maybe wise thinking. So why do I need all the problems? I come to Gan Eden, I come to the next world, also I'll sit not in the first row, I'll sit in the third row. So what? You know what? I'm willing even to sit in the entrance. At least I'm there. And it's enough for me. So first of all, we're lying to ourselves. Why do we lie to ourselves? Because you have to understand, people here, if you try to hurt his honor, how does he behave? It's one of the most terrible things that can be. If somebody shames you, so the same thing, make it 100 times more, is it the way the neshama feels? In other words, when you come up there, and you will see all the other neshama standing in a better place than you, you will be feel ashamed. Not for one day, not for 2 days, but forever. That's the way you have to look at it. In other words, I have to try and do the most that I can here. Then there's another thing. If you think that you can tell God, you know what, I don't want to do my job. I'm satisfied with this small thing I'm doing, and you give me what I deserve, says. You can come up there, and God is going to check. Oh, 1 minute. Moishale, you were supposed to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and you did only 3. Okay, what can I do? What can you do? This is your mission. I gave you the special tools for it. Go down again. That's Gilgul Neshamot. In other words, the Neshama comes back to this world in order to fulfill the mission it didn't do in the first time. So in other words, there is no way running out of what you have to do. In other words, if you have the ability to uplift yourself, even though you're going to still have the fight with Yetzer in me, maybe even worse, okay, so what? That's your life, that's your task in life, and from the other side, you have to understand that God is going to help you. Because, בדרך שאדם רוצה ללך, מוליכים אותו, in a way that somebody wants to go, God is leading him. In other words, we are not alone.
המכין צדי גבר.
נכון.
עשית נרית.